The first reaction was quitter. Finish what you started. You know, people voted for her. Whether I did or not is not the point. They elected her, had faith in her, gave her their confidence, and she's the leader, and didn't finish.
I'm sad about it. I'm sad that she resigned of being our governor.
I was very surprised and a bit confused because I didn't understand the explanation that I did hear on why she resigned. So, yeah, very, very surprised when I heard about it.
I'm surprised. I've read a couple of articles. You know, it's very unexpected. I'm looking forward to hearing some actual reasons behind why she's chosen this path.
Maybe she thinks that somebody else can do a better job than she, or, you know, it's a big responsibility, especially being a wife and a mom and all the other responsibilities that she has.
There's rumor of a Hollywood contract starring Sarah Palin.
So do you think that's...
No, there's got to be something else going on, or either she's just a flake.
I think that she got a lot of more pressure than she thought she was going to get. She got a lot of more criticism than she thought she was going to get, and I think she's rethinking, you know, why she's doing what she's doing.
Well, I don't know. I think not finishing out her term as governor actually limits her in the political arena. So I think it would have been better if she would have stayed in for the whole term.
I wish that she were to stay and be our governor, but she knows, and I think that she, being the person that she is, I think her decision would be what she thought would be best for Alaska.
Well, Sean Parnell seems to be up to speed. He came out, he's come and visited communities on his own. I think he was thinking of running for governor this time anyway. So we'll see how he does. This will give us an opportunity to see how he does.
We're Alaskans, we'll get by. We'll find somebody else to fill the job and we'll make do with what we've got.